Hey everyone. In today's episode, I talked to Jessica Chu and Tara Zadeko from Dig Labs about the scoop on poop. It's definitely not a glamorous topic, but dog parents can better understand what's going on with their dog's internal health and digestion just by looking a little closer at their stool. From nutrition insights to Giardia detection, Jessica and Tara are passionate about educating folks on why poop matters. This episode was also brought to you by Shameless Pets, an all-natural, nutritionist-crafted, sustainable dog treat brand using surplus ingredients such as sweet potatoes that are too big or too small to have made it to the grocery stores. They're made in the USA, and their mission is to save as much food as possible by incorporating healthy foods into innovative and fun treats. You can use Mela25 at checkout for a 25% discount. So with that, let's get right into today's episode. Hi, I'm Daniela from Mela Pet Care, and today I'm joined by two wonderful guests. We have Jess Chu, who is an absolute rescue maven. I just heard that she has rescued and fostered over 55 dogs. That's insane. And then we also have Tara Zadeko, who's a scientist turned entrepreneur. A lot of questions about that. So hi, both of you, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Daniela. Thank you so much for having us on the Mela podcast.
Of course. And so to start, would you guys maybe like to give a little bit of personal background, maybe answer these taglines that you have just mentioned and just, you know, tell the listeners a bit about yourselves?
So I am Jess Chu. I have always been a lifelong animal lover. I think that's what makes me happiest, is spending my days with animals, specifically dogs. That's translated into a lot of extracurricular activity in the rescue world, doing everything from transport to being the medical coordinator for a large rescue here in the area. And I've fostered over 55 dogs, which is just crazy to think about, but each one of them holds a special place in my heart and has taught me a lot about canine healthcare.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tara Zadeko, co-founder and CEO of Dig Labs. I'm an engineer by training and a scientist by training, material scientist and bioengineering, to be exact. And I spent 14 years at Johnson & Johnson in research and development and various other roles before leaving to come start Dig Labs with Jess in 2019. And what was really exciting for me and kind of how I got here was I have three rescues now. One and our first rescue, we were battling significant health issues with. And given all of my human healthcare experience and health technology background, just thought there had to be a better way to care for our pets, especially since they can't tell us what's wrong. And so when Jess and I met, we decided to team up and battle this question head on to really get to a better place where we can take care of our pets in a better way and bridge the gap between human healthcare and pet healthcare.
That is super cool. I love both of your backgrounds. That was just like a great evolution. And so we're here today to talk about the scoop on poop, a topic that not a lot of people have heard about. I've never covered it on this podcast. I've never talked to people about it, you know, offline either. And so what is that? What is a scoop on poop? And like, what insights can we gain from stool?
It's a great question. So when Tara and I started this journey, and as she mentioned, Tara was battling a lot of digestive issues at that point in time, 10 years of tummy troubles for her dog, Sammy. One of the issues that always comes up is poop. I mean, you take it for granted, but when you think about it, for pet parents, it's kind of one of those things where it comes with the job. And a lot of times people go onto autopilot, unless there's like a messy situation and it can throw everything off. It can throw off your work day. It can throw off plans with friends and family. And when we took a step back and looked at it from a healthcare perspective and like really what is poop, what we realized is poop is actually a daily window into your dog's not just digestive health, but overall health, internal health. Like what goes into their body really matters, but equally as important is what comes out and how it's coming out. And so what the scoop on poop is we've really boiled it down into three things: making sure that your dog's poop is healthy can help make sure that they live healthier and longer lives. So giving insights into optimal diet and nutrition, which can be one of the most important kind of ways to get your dog to live a longer and healthier life. The second is by monitoring and tracking and understanding your dog's poop and paying just even a little bit of attention to what's going on, we can avoid medical emergencies. Oftentimes there are warnings or clues that our dogs who can't speak, their bodies are trying to give it to us. And it's our job as their caretaker to better understand and pick up on these clues. So that way we can help intervene before there's an emergency or a disaster. And then the third important thing to note is the digestive system is often thought of as the epicenter or like just the hub of a lot of other physiological issues with our dogs. So many times when you take a deeper look into why there are signs presenting such as like skin and coat flare-ups or issues, even things like behavior issues, a lot of that will potentially tie into what's happening in the digestive system and if there is an imbalance there. I mean, I know I can speak from personal experience that if something's not feeling right in my tummy, like even my mood, my like patience, my irritability can be swayed. And so by being able to look at this like very easy, obvious daily barometer, we can be better caregivers for our dogs, even though it's a little bit of a weird subject, and we totally recognize and acknowledge that.
No, I think it's a great subject. I agree definitely that people go into this kind of autopilot mode where their dog has just pooped and they go, okay, quick, just like get it out of the way, throw it out. I don't want to even look at it. I don't even want to know that I'm touching it. And people don't stop and think, hey, maybe I could gain insights from this. And so then specifically, how can pet parents, you know, use these stool insights that they've just gained to then help their pets?
Yeah, great question. So by simply taking a photo, and we found this to be the best way, and this is actually one of the inspirations for what we're doing at Dig Labs, is it's very hard when we're juggling busy careers, busy families, to remember the nuances of things. And so by taking a photo, we can start to take a look at and have a sense for, should we keep monitoring a situation where things are looking slightly abnormal, or is it time to like pick up the phone and call your dog's veterinarian? Things like diarrhea, blood in stool, potential parasite infections, those are all things that can be detected by just looking at a photo and like looking closer at our dog's stool. The other insights that pet parents can do by kind of knowing the scoop on their dog's poop is being able to take a more holistic and longitudinal approach to their dog's health. So a lot of the times what we've found is that there are subtle clues that happen, and they happen over a timeline. So it's a series, but it's not necessarily all at once. By being able to track this, you can pick up on broader issues like IBS, pancreatitis, other like even hypothyroidism, longer term things. So that way you can be more proactive in caring for your dog's health. And honestly, at the end of the day, if you're going to your veterinarian and working with them as part of managing your dog's health, you're helping your veterinarian provide more information to better help your dog. So you're kind of being their eyes on the ground for what's happening on a daily basis, not just during the annual checkups. And then the third is, there's always so many questions around what's the best dog food? What should my dog be eating? And so by looking at the poop, you can get clues as to like how your dog is doing on that diet, whether there's too much fiber, too much carbohydrates. And so being able to not just pick and choose what your dog should be eating based on what you want or based on if they eat it, but truly how it's nourishing and enhancing their body.
We interrupt this episode to remind you of Shameless Pets, an all-natural nutritionist-crafted sustainable dog treat brand using surplus ingredients such as sweet potatoes that are too big or too small to have made it to the grocery store. They're made in the USA, and their mission is to save as much food as possible by incorporating healthy foods into innovative and fun treats. You can use MELA25 at checkout for a 25% discount. So with that, let's continue with this episode.
Yeah, that is
Great. I never knew that about taking a photo of stool, that like you can get in that many insights from that, but that's amazing. And so I like this idea then of Scoop on Poop, but then how does it connect to Dig Labs? Tell me more about that company, because I love your mission and what you guys are doing. And so what's going on there?
Thanks, Daniela. At Dig Labs, what we're doing is we're making it easier than ever for pet parents to get insights by looking at poop. And specifically what we're doing is we're taking photos of stool and analyzing them for some of these key features that Jess was mentioning to create this way for pet parents to get on-demand access to health assessments from the comforts of their home, from the walk. Even a caregiver can snap a photo and upload it. And so with the importance of stool and its albeit icky nature, we wanted to create a really easy solution that can be used on demand anytime, anywhere to unlock these types of insights and really help pet parents take control of their pet's health.
Yeah, that is amazing. And you clearly know a lot based on the fact, you know, that you were an engineer, a scientist by nature, now an entrepreneur, and you were able to figure out this entire business model, really. And so what does the future have in store? What are the next steps? Like, where do you see Dig Labs going in the future?
The future is so exciting for us. I feel like we are literally just getting started. And so for us, what we're looking to do is continue to spread the word on how important stool is, how it is literally the epicenter of knowing what's happening inside by looking at something on the outside. And honestly, our goal is to help more dogs get better faster. You know, what would make us happiest is seeing this technology being used in every pet parent's pocket every day. And so we're getting one step closer to making this technology available to everybody, which is super, super exciting. And the other exciting piece is because it's powered by machine learning, the more photos, the better the technology gets. And so we really view this as the ultimate citizen science project. So for people to get involved, you know, the more photos, the better. So what's really exciting about what we're building is that anyone can be involved in the opportunity to make this technology better.
Yeah, I love that accessibility. I think that is a great idea. And so because you gave that very insightful answer, it's actually time for our Mella signature question. Of course, something our 30 plus guests have gotten to answer. And so for both of you, what does pet health and wellness mean in today's day and age?
I love this question because I think this is really at the core of what we're building. And so for us, it's really around democratizing access to insights. One thing that we noticed is that veterinary care today is very single point in time. And Jess alluded to this earlier, right? You go to the vet, you come home, and that's kind of it, unless they have an emergency or until the next well visit. And so we're really excited about being able to provide at home the type of exams that veterinarians would find valuable so that they can continue in a continuity of care type fashion to providing answers, solutions, and also keeping monitoring for certain patients. And so these small nuances and clues can really add up into a much bigger diagnosis that we are not qualified to provide, but under the right veterinary care and under the right patient observation, we can unlock these types of insights. So for me, pet health and wellness really means continuity of care with the technology in our pockets.
Awesome. And then I think for me, and I love this question, by the way, I think with all of the constant activity that happens within the pet care category, especially when it comes to pet healthcare, there's been a lot of buzz around telehealth, telemedicine, a lot of companies who are trying to fight for less regulation. And I think for me, when I think of pet health and wellness, it's not actually about the regulation. There's no way, and I think Tara alluded to this, there's no way for our pets, especially dogs who can't speak for themselves, that I believe we can provide that level of service. It's truly health and wellness is about having hands-on examinations. There are so many things that would potentially be overlooked by not physically seeing the animal. And so what we hope to do and why we want to focus on wellness, but technology-enabled wellness is, as Tara mentioned, being that bird's eye view and like that lens in between those points in time of physical care. And so I think when I think about this question, I think about health and wellness means like research and science-based approach to health and wellness. It means a long-term commitment to doing better each time. So not just kind of calling it a day or like saying, okay, we're healthy. That's it. Check the box. It's always trying to improve. And then transparency around kind of like what's going on, the flow of information between pet parent, veterinarian, and healthcare professional. And what I think is equally important to what health and wellness is today is also what it's not. And so I think I personally feel very strongly about like not over prescribing medications, letting dogs suffer in silence, or kind of giving inappropriate remedies. So making sure that it ties back to stuff that's actually been, that's natural or holistic, and good for our dogs, because they can't speak up for themselves. And health and wellness doesn't mean thinking about health only when there's an emergency.
Yeah, those were both great answers. I've never gotten one quite as scientific and logistical as yours, Jess. So that was really cool. I like the way you thought about that. That's one of the reasons why I asked this question. It's just amazing variety of answers. And so as we're kind of wrapping up this discussion, you know, how can pet parents that are listening kind of get involved with what's going on with Dig Labs?
Thank you so much for this question. There's no shortage of things to do, and we would love for as many people as possible to get involved. And the good news is there's a really easy way. So all you have to do is download our iPhone app and start uploading poop photos, because the more photos we get, the faster and the better the technology will become. In addition, we would love for you to message us in the app. We have a chat feature, and the chats go to me and Jess. So we see all of them. We read all of them. We would love your feedback, especially for folks listening to this podcast, who obviously are at the forefront when it comes to taking care of their pets' health and wellness. And then finally, tell other dog parents to try us out, because it's been so fascinating to see different types of dog parents, different styles of dog parenting, those parents coming to our solutions. And the more pet parents that we can get on the platform, the more we can understand and better develop the solution, especially for them.
Super cool. And then any other way we can keep up to date with what Dig Labs is up to? You guys have social media, website, anything?
Yes, you can visit our website. It's getdiglabs.com. We're on Instagram at Dig Labs. But honestly, the best way is, as Tara mentioned, which is if you download the app, we have the chat feature. You can access us right away. And one of the beautiful things about being a technology company is our amazing team is pushing new capabilities, new features, what seems like almost every day. And so truly, that's the speediest way to stay up to date on what we're doing.
Sounds amazing. Well, Jess and Tara, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a great chat.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening, and hope you enjoyed this special episode. If you're interested in keeping up to date with what we're doing here at Mella, feel free to sign up for our newsletter at mella.ai/newsletter for an exclusive look into our company. Thank you. We're also so excited to announce that you can now finally officially pre-order your Mella Pro and Mella Home thermometers. For just $1, you can reserve a device and start your 30-day free trial. Visit mella.ai to learn more and pre-order today.